During his opening remarks on the first day of the legislative session on Monday, Speaker Brad Wilson says that restructuring to tax more services will allow the state to cut taxes overall by $225 million. He also says the other major issues this year include school safety and smart investments on air quality and infrastructure. Utah Governor Gary Herbert says one of his top priorities this year will be education.
As we set a goal to become the best performing economic engine in America today, we want to still have our goal to become the best performing education system in America today. We now have moved our graduation rates up 11% since I took office. Our minority scores are up. Our advanced placement courses were fifth in the nation. ACT test scores are up.
Herbert says his number two priority is Utah's economy and job growth, and the third is the environment, with a big emphasis on air quality. Medicaid expansion will also be a huge topic during the 45-day session. Concerned supporters of a voter-approved measure to fully expand Medicaid rallied at the Capitol during opening day, asking lawmakers not to change the law. The law comes from a proposition voted in by Utah citizens last November. Here's Senate Minority Leader Karen Main.
As you know, we saw what the voters did overwhelmingly. They understand that we need a healthy population. If we don't have healthy people, they can't work, they can't pay taxes.
State leaders have said they plan to implement Medicaid expansion, but want to make changes so costs don't spiral out of control. Lawmakers have said a sales tax increase included in the ballot measure won't cover the full costs. Advocates said it will cover the program for at least 2 years, and any negotiations about funding could happen after the program is rolled out. In the Senate chambers during opening day, new Senate President Stuart Adams urged lawmakers to work together and strive to make Utah a model state for education and air quality. He also suggested replacing the old state building on Capitol grounds with more parking. Reporting for UPR News, I'm Danny Hayes.